As the black body is heated, they oscillate with a broad range of frequencies, resulting in the emission and absorption of radiation. Soon the interior of the black body is teeming with speeding gas particles and electrons, and the radiation emitted by the oscillating electrons. After a while, thermal equilibrium is reached when the cavity, and everything inside it, is at the same temperature, T. The first law of thermodynamics, that energy is conserved, can be translated to connect the entropy of a system to its energy, temperature, and volume. It was now that Einstein used this law, Wien's law, and Boltzmann's ideas to analyze how the entropy of blackbody radiation depended on the volume it occupied without establishing any model for the emission or propagation of radiation. What he found was a formula that looked exactly like one describing how the entropy of a gas made up of atoms is dependent on the volume it occupies. Blackbody radiation behaved as if it was made up of individual particle-like bits of energy. Einstein had discovered the quantum of light without having to use either Planck's blackbody radiation law or his method. In keeping Planck at arm's length, Einstein wrote the formula slightly differently, but it meant and encoded the same information as E equals HV, that energy is quantized, that it comes only in units of HV. Whereas Planck had only quantized the emission and absorption of electromagnetic radiation so that his imaginary oscillators would produce the correct spectral distribution of blackbody radiation, Einstein had quantized electromagnetic radiation, and therefore light itself. The energy of a quantum of yellow light was just Planck's constant multiplied by the frequency of yellow light. By showing that electromagnetic radiation sometimes behaves like the particles of a gas, Einstein knew that he had smuggled his light quanta in through the back door by analogy. To convince others of the heuristic value of his new point of view concerning the nature of light, he used it to explain a little understood phenomenon. The German physicist Heinrich Hertz first observed the photoelectric effect in 1887 while in the middle of performing a series of experiments that demonstrated the existence of electromagnetic waves. By chance, he noticed that the spark between two metal spheres became brighter when one of them was illuminated by ultraviolet light. After months of investigating the completely new and very puzzling phenomenon, he could offer no explanation, but believed, incorrectly, that it was confined to the use of ultraviolet light. Naturally, it would be nice if it were less puzzling, Hertz admitted. However, there is some hope that when this puzzle is solved, more new facts will be clarified than if it were easy to solve. It was a prophetic statement, but one that he never lived to see fulfilled. He died tragically young at the age of 36 in 1894. It was Hertz's former assistant, Philippe Lenard, who in 1902 deepened the mystery surrounding the photoelectric effect when he discovered that it also occurred in a vacuum when he placed two metal plates in a glass tube and removed the air.